Between the words that are spoken and the words that are heard, may the Spirit of God be always present. Amen. You may remember that we had the baptism of Jesus in our readings a few weeks ago with the introduction about John the Baptist. So why is baptism back? The time with Jesus is in the desert for fasting, ready for Lent. We see that. John is getting arrested and the beginning of Jesus' ministry begins. Perhaps it's because it is the first Sunday of Lent and that's just how it goes. It could be because baptism is important. And if you were thinking either of those things, you are right. But it may be that we are meant to look at what Jesus is doing in all of this and follow him into the wilderness with our questions. Now, for those of you who have children or grandchildren, you may be familiar with the incredibly frustrating why game. It goes something like this. Come on, kids, it's time to go. Why? They reply. Because we need to be at school by 9 a.m. and it's 8:30 already, so get in the car, please. Yeah, but why? Because we don't want to be late. Why, though? Because it's rude. Get in the car, please. Well, I don't want to go to school. I don't like it. Why do I have to go? School is important. Please get in the car. Why? It goes on and on. And I remember having these very circular conversations with my brother Josh that went on for ages and usually ended with me telling him rather hotly, because I said so. And I think most parents have experienced this with the same frustrations. But there is something to be said for this kind of curious questioning. I have a friend who prepares their sermons by reading a line, reading the verse, and then asking why five times and answering, and that's how they sort of get started. So why did Jesus go to get baptized? Wasn't he the sinless Son of God? Why did he need to go into the wilderness? These are all valid questions. And the latter is easy to answer because history tells us that John spoke out against Herod, marrying his brother's wife, and his wife hated John for it, so Herod had him arrested to keep the peace at home. The questions about Jesus, however, yield a more interesting answers. So let's take a look at those instead. Now, as Christians, we believe that Jesus was without sin because he was both fully divine and fully human. And we know that we are baptized as part of our acknowledgement and repentance of our sins. But if Jesus didn't sin, why was he baptized? Jesus was also fully human, and he embraced his human identity. He laughed and cried and did lots of things that we do, including, I imagine, asking his parents why. He felt the full array of the same emotions that we do. So when he was baptized, while he didn't need to turn away from his own sins, he knew the sins of the human world that he was part of and turned away from them to proclaim God's message to the world. When Jesus came up out of the water, we hear that the heavens were torn open and the Spirit descended on him, and the doorway to a relationship with God was open. Jesus began leading us towards reconciliation with God at his own baptism because he knew not only how much we need God, but also the deep, deep longing that God has for relationship with us. Today, we heard about the covenant with Noah. Next week is the covenant with Abraham, then the law given through Moses. God has always been looking to reconcile relationship with God and humanity. God is always reaching out. Voice came from heaven saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Why did Jesus then go into the wilderness? Maybe the experience of hearing those words, the words that are echoed to each of us at our baptisms, had such a profound effect on him that he needed to go away and sit with that knowledge for a time. Jesus, I think, needed time to pray and to think and to allow himself to be cared for by angels before beginning the ministry that would ultimately lead him to death on the cross. When the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, led by God through Moses, they grumbled against God and betrayed God, worshipping false idols and wishing they were back in Egypt with cucumbers and onions. Jesus, on the other hand, went to the wilderness and resisted the temptation to take food, power, or to worship anyone else but God. It's almost as though Jesus is just tilting the scales back in God's favor a bit. It wasn't that Jesus was top of the class and the Israelites were poor students. It was that he was demonstrating a way of living that leads towards God instead of away. That's why he was there for only 40 days and not 40 years. And that's our way as Christian people. The season of Lent gives us time to return to a right relationship with God, not by beating our chests and telling ourselves that we are unworthy. Instead, repentance and confession are more about unburdening ourselves of the things that weigh on us and put barriers between us and God. Very often, the things that weigh on us make us feel like we are not good enough to be in relationship with God. For example, you might tell yourself, "I swear too much," or "I just yelled at my kids who wouldn't stop asking why," or "I shrink a little bit too much, I don't pray enough, I'm not good enough for God." Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are enough. Every single one of us is enough. And to even say or think those things, I would argue, is a bit of a sin, trying to get yourself out of relationship with God. I'm sorry, people, you are stuck with God. God wants for us to express these worries and these concerns in our prayers, to ask God for help and to find the freedom of forgiveness when we stumble. These are the first steps that we take each Lent and again in this lifetime, and indeed each day. As we grow, we find ourselves being changed and shaped into the people that God created us to be, not the people that the world tells us we are. God says to each of us, "You are mine. You are beloved. With you, I am well pleased." So let's walk in Jesus' footsteps this Lent, and let these 40 days be a time to spend with God so that when Easter comes, we'll be ready to proclaim once more the good news of the resurrection and a life spent with Christ. Amen.